trying to provide you with great coverage of the state legislative session this year. We'll be visiting with lawmakers throughout the session, and joining us again this morning is Representative Stace Nelson. Stace, how you doing?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing great.
Great. It's nice to have you back again. You've weathered your first week out there.
Yeah, it was. I won't lie to you, though. It was still good to get home.
Hey, listen. Let's start with Common Core, because I know you and I touched on that briefly last week when we talked to you. Legislation got introduced out there this past Friday. Can you tell us about the legislation that's out there and your thoughts on it?
Well, there's quite a few bills out there, actually. There's probably the one that I'm most interested in. Jim Boland has brought, looking to extricate South Dakota out of the Common Core issue over a protracted period of time. The sensibility behind it is that, it was enacted in 2010 by Mike Rounds by administrative edict, and it was kind of a ticking time bomb. It came into effect this last year in 2013, and it's been put across the state of South Dakota. A lot of parents didn't know this was coming, and of course it was done by bureaucracy, and it's kind of more of a takeover again of parental choice and their children's education decisions. And a lot of folks here in South Dakota are up in arms about it, and they want it to repealed. And I've been to several conferences on it, and I have to agree with them. I think it's just another subtle takeover of education, more imposition by the federal and the state government in conjunction at this point. And there's some very serious concerns about the vulnerability of data of our children, et cetera. So, I'm a supporter on the bills, and I've been supporting these bills to rein in Common Core now for several years, and out of concerns from what we've seen.
What's your sense of the legislature as a whole, Stace, in regard to what may happen? It sounds like there are those who, others who have concerns. Certainly, they don't want to see the state get any further involved in this. Some were just talking about putting the brakes on it. Some who are talking about at least making sure that data doesn't get shared with the federal government. I mean, as you talk to your colleagues, what's your overall sense of what might happen?
Well, there are some that are looking to double down for the administration. I mean, the administration, the Rounds administration jumped into this, and the Dugard administration picked up the ball and ran with it further on Common Core. And there's a lot of conservative Republicans across the state of South Dakota that once they found out that South Dakota had jumped into bed with the Common Core standards, were up in arms. And folks need to realize that a lot of South Dakotans are concerned about this, because they do see it as an attack on local control, the parental choice aspects of parents deciding how they want their children to be educated. And there's definitely concerns about how this is going to affect private education, whether it's at any one of our many religious schools, or whether it's how it's going to impact the homeschooling of folks here in South Dakota. And realize the people that support Common Core are not as fervent as the opposition. I mean, you've got folks that support it because they support the administration, but the difference in those levels of passion are quite evident. And I think that folks are going to be surprised when they see the amount of parents that come forth that are concerned and want this this repealed, and definitely put kind of at a definite slower pace than what South Dakota has rushed in on this with this thing. And as folks look into how this was passed and find out some of the information that's been passed, it's just like Obamacare has been, manipulation and dishonesty, folks are even more upset that this has been foisted on the South Dakota parents.
Representative Stace Nelson joins us this morning talking about the legislative session. One of the things making news yesterday and this morning, Stace, is a possible another run at trying to pass a statewide ban on texting while driving. Where do you fall on that?
Well, Greg, I tell you, my initial response to banning texting and driving was a visceral reaction. A friend of mine from high school, her husband was killed in a texting accident just a couple miles from my home here. And You know, it was a tragedy. And my initial visceral reaction was to ban every cell phone out of every vehicle in the state of South Dakota. But after looking at it, I mean, I have an obligation to my constituents, my fellow South Dakotans. I jumped into it and did the necessary studies. You know, since 1990, we went from 4 million cell phones to 322 million cell phones. Crashes have actually gone down. And that is one of the problems that people like myself are facing in the legislature. A lot of the studies are showing that in states that ban texting and driving, they've actually seen an increase in accidents. Now, as an old cop, I can tell you this. The logic behind this is when you ban these things, it's just like you were talking earlier about the drug laws. I mean, by simply enacting these drug laws, has it made the United States drug-free? No. And what happens is when states that have banned these texting and driving, what happens is people are aware of that, so they do more to hide their activities of texting and driving, which makes them even more distracted, which means that there's more accidents that occur. Now, we've been dealing with distractions in driving since a car was invented. I mean, cigarettes, people smoking while driving, they're distracted. People eating while driving, people reading books, putting on their makeup. I mean, do we want a nanny state? Now, as a retired cop, I can tell you, you've seen and you mentioned earlier that it's almost impossible to enforce these laws. And my big concerns as your legislator is the fact if we enact these, you're basically giving law enforcement the ability to pull you over at any time and say that they thought you might have had something in your hand that was indicative of texting. And I challenge folks to take a look, even have somebody stand down, you know, 25 feet from them in the hallway, standing still, and see if they can tell what they're doing with their hands. It's almost impossible to say with any type of certainty that you're sure that person was texting and driving. Cops are not Superman. Many of us thought we were, but we can't see through that dashboard to see what people are doing with an item on their lap. And, you know, you do have constitutional rights of privacy when it comes to that cell phone. Now, if these folks were serious about, doing something about texting and driving, there are ways electronically to hobble these smartphones when they go in motion. And I think that would be a much better course of action than simply putting these almost impossible statutes on the books to try and enforce on the public. And, you know, when we're talking about electronic hobbling, basically that we could mandate that these smartphones, when they go in motion, that they're unable to transmit a text or, you know, view the Internet, et cetera. And if we're serious about stopping this problem, well, I think that would be a much more safe way to go as far as protecting the rights of South Dakotans and actually having an impact on the problem of texting and driving.
Representative Stace Nelson is on the line. Stace, I got about 90 seconds left. What do you expect we're going to be seeing this week out of the legislature once you resume session?
Well, I would tell the media that to stand by. I see an avalanche of bills that are coming here in the next week and a half. You know, we're going to have our sessions are condensed, so we do have a real mad rush to get bills in. It's not the most perfect system. I wish we'd take a look at looking at lengthening it out across or spreading it out across the year so that the media could keep up with all the bills. But I'd ask folks to keep a look on that. There's going to definitely be a lot of issues that are popping up.
All right. Hey, Stace, it's always great to have a chance to talk with you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you much, Greg. Take care. God bless.
You too. So long. Representative Stace Nelson with an update on what's going on out in Pierce. Now, the legislature is not in session today, but the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, of course, they'll be resuming their work coming up tomorrow. And we'll be talking to lawmakers throughout the session, trying to keep up with what's going on, getting their thoughts on bills as they come into the hopper. And they got a period of time through at which they can introduce bills before you get to a cutoff. A number of bills that had already been pre-filed even before the legislature began its session. So it's a short session, and with holidays like today and so on, there's a lot of work for them to do. So one of the things that we've not touched on with lawmakers yet, but we will, is, and you can expect to see legislation this year, certainly debate is on meandering waters. And we've talked about it before. This is really an issue in some areas of like Northeast South Dakota, where they've had a lot of flooding. So we'll keep following all that for you. Thanks so much for letting me join you this morning. It's always my pleasure. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.